So I'm here with Davo after a 1-0 home defeat against Potters Bar in the league. Davo, you must be bitterly disappointed. Obviously, a great performance on Tuesday against Kings Langley, backed up by much a below par performance today.
Yeah, we weren't great today. It had a feel of an after the Lord Mayor show type thing, where it was such a good game the other day between two good teams. Today it looked like a very end of season fair between two very bang average teams, and we're better than that. And you know, well done to them for getting the 3 points. I don't think they deserved them, but they've got them.
And you say after the Lord Mayor show, but in terms of the way your season's panned out and some of the great performances that you've had, it did very much feel like an end of season game. It didn't have any sort of tempo. There was no atmosphere to the game, and a 0-0 draw probably would have been a fair result in the end.
Yeah, I think a 0-0 would have been fair. It was an end of season game. No matter how much we try and big the game up and say, you know, we've got plenty to play for, we want to get 50 points, etc., it does subconsciously get into your head that it doesn't mean an awful lot of the game. So that seemed to happen today. We'll have to try and find a way of that not happening. We've got games against teams that have got a lot to play for coming up, so we'll be ready for that. But today, yeah, we didn't ever really get at it. I didn't think we performed like we can. Well, we definitely didn't perform like we can. And we ultimately lost a game which was there for the taking, but we didn't really play well enough to win the game.
And I suppose two big talking points. One, Rob Carr and the sending off. And then the second one being the goal. What were your views on both of those?
Well, actually, I think there's three talking points, because, you know, in the first half, Rob Carr's got brought down by the keeper. Horrific challenge. He came out of his elbow pretty much and, you know, absolutely smashed into him. As he's nicked it by him, you know, the goal's there, gaping to be rolled into. Yeah, there was a covering defender, you know, but their management didn't seem to think that I had the right to be saying that should have been a sending off. It absolutely should have been a sending off, in my opinion. Okay, if it was against me, I'd be a bit disappointed, but I'll be honest, I'd be expecting a red card. And, he didn't fancy giving that there. So that was a disappointment. And then, you know, to add to the frustration, Rob Carr's ended up getting sent off. He should have been a foul given for him. He got fouled, and Rob's then sort of in his urgency to get it back, probably a bit of annoyance he didn't get a free kick, he's gone to try and charge the clearance down, went slightly, the lad's kicked it, and Rob's carried through with his tackle and he's caught him high. It didn't look great, but it's never a red, it's a yellow card. And the conduct of them to come rushing on as if he's absolutely broken his leg with his tackle, it was nothing like that. Everyone who knows Rob.
Sorry, I think that cut out there, but back to what you were saying.
Yeah, I mean, anyone knows Rob Carr, he's not that sort of player, and they've helped to get him sent off with their reaction. You know, it was poor on their point. I didn't think there was any need for that. It wasn't that bad a tackle, and disappointed that he gets a sending off, and we lose him for the end of the season and probably some of the cup games as well. So, yeah, that was probably more disappointing than the result in many ways.
And the final point, I suppose, is the goal. Obviously, you know, Potters Bar are good from set plays in terms of going forward, and they've got a lot of goals from set plays. Not only that, you dealt with their set plays very well today. You didn't really look like conceding anything. Pricey had come and punched and caught a couple as well, and you looked good. And then, obviously, finally a corner comes in, and that becomes the undoing of a point for you.
Yeah, I mean, we need to see games out like that. We can't afford to make one or two sloppy mistakes, and that was a sloppy error from a set piece, which, as I said, they are good from. One player didn't mark his man, and he gave him a free header, and he scored from it. So, yeah, in our development as a team, we need to make sure that from minute one to minute, 95 or 100 or whatever it takes, we're switched on in everything that we do, we'll improve on that.
And a tough run of fixtures coming up, a tough week. Egham flying high again away on Tuesday. Tadley in the semi-final of a cup on Thursday. And then again, back to domestic action on next Saturday. And the games don't stop, but your injuries keep coming. And still, no one looks like necessarily returning from that and being fully fit again.
Yeah, we're struggling for numbers. I mean, I was hoping to try and play a part today, but didn't really get through a fitness test. I don't know when that's going to be healed. we're still without Jack White, Jack French, Ben Toy, Harry Davis, James Scott. So yeah, we are very, very light on numbers of, you know, first team players. So we just got to keep battling on.
Well, commiserations are obviously on them defeat today, but best of luck for the week ahead.
Cheers, mate.